The 2010 State and Outlook Report of Europe's Environment is the most comprehensive picture we have. It gives us an up-to-date understanding of why things are changing in Europe's environment, and it tells us in the future how the global megatrends are going to affect not only society, but the way in which the environment is changing. The major message from the report tells us that environmental policy really works. But it can't work alone, and we see that through a number of policy targets that perhaps have not been met. Biodiversity is one of the most critical ones that we've seen during the course of 2010. But that's not to say that we shouldn't continue with environmental policy making. In fact, what we see is that the systemic risks in society need environmental policy to be integrated more comprehensively, so that we see the balancing of pressures on the environment being taken account of within many other areas, in transport, in agriculture, in fisheries. So when we bring our message of the individual environmental concerns, we see more and more that the complexity demands a different kind of policy making in the future. What is different this time is that when the report is launched on November the 30th, we will follow up by regularly updating the analyses and information, so that policymakers and citizens will have the most up-to-date information at any time.